And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Friday, May 31st, and you are listening to Community Voice. Happy Friday, everyone. We have a very special guest in the studio with us today. Guests, plural, I should say. We have the Carroll County Master Gardeners. We have Linda Handyside, Lori Edson. Yes, okay. Claire Crawford and Elaine DeMars. Did I say that right? I did? Good. Okay, cool. So today we're going to be chatting not only about the Carroll County Master Gardeners, which in and of itself is a four-hour program, probably more, because there's so much that that they do and the partnerships that they maintain throughout the local community. But specifically, we're going to be talking about a new event that's coming up. It is the Georgia Master Gardener Open Garden Days. This is an opportunity to visit the demo garden, this demonstration garden, to see a wide variety of native and non-native plants, annuals, perennials. You can enjoy the water features, right? There's two bog gardens. That's like something out of Lord of the Rings. I love that. Master gardeners, they'll also be giving demonstrations and tours of the bog garden, tool sharpening, which I need because my lawnmower is not even doing anything anymore. We'll talk about rain barrels and, of course, the West Georgia Native Plant Society walk and talk on the Buffalo Creek Trail. So much more that we're going to get into, but first, why don't we get to our guests? Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Awesome. So whenever we get to you, you're going to want to stay a couple of inches away from the mic because I just realized I just have these all up in, like I've trapped all the mics. So why don't we start with Miss Linda Handyside. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well, very well. Let me get that mic over to you. So if you would, tell us a bit about you, your history with the Master Gardeners, and then for fun, why don't you tell us your favorite plant slash flower slash bioweapon? I don't know, you know, a Venus flytrap or something.
Not that.
Okay. All right, lay it on us.
All right. Good morning. I'm Linda Handyside, and I've been a Master Gardener since 2020. I was in what we now refer to as the COVID class. We started in person, and then we had to finish online. As far as my history in the organization, I've been the vice president, the president, and now am past president. So I guess my favorite plant or flower is a hydrangea. I would venture to guess that's a lot of people's favorite. And I grow a lot of varieties in my own yard, and we have quite a few varieties up at the garden as well.
Dig it. I love your Celtic necklaces. And
oh,
I just
thank
checked
you.
Out like the Celtic knots and stuff.
We should be on camera today, right?
Yeah, well, I'll call Joel. We'll get him out here. We'll get a nice close-up on everybody. Let's throw it over to Elaine DeMars. Is it DeMars or DeMarseille? DeMarseille sounds cooler, so I don't know.
DeMarseille is way too French.
Okay. All
right. DeMars is good.
We'll go with DeMars.
You nailed it. Indeed. Okay, I have been a Master Gardener since 2012. Our class was a standard. Everybody's there. We learn it all at once. Since I've been with the organization, I've worked in the garden the biggest part of the time I've been with the organization. I used to be head up of Junior Master Gardeners and Camp Dirty Knees for the kids, etc. I've been secretary. Now I'm currently the vice president of the organization, which means next year I have the joy of being the president of the organization. You can see the red rings on my arm where they twisted it. And my favorite flower, I guess, would have to be a gardenia. My husband, we had a couple of bushes in front of that building, and every time the flowers would start falling off, he would go up to it and whisper, you know, just one more flower, just one more flower. And we'd get it. So I started calling him the gardenia whisperer.
You know, funny enough, I don't have it with me, of course, but I just read the other day about a study where talking to plant, I'm sure you all know this very well. Yeah. You probably have it printed out, laminated, but it blows my mind that that if you take two plants and you talk nicely to one and talk like harshly to the other, the one that you talk nicely to will grow faster and will grow like better. You know what I mean? It just blows my mind.
There's a book out there called The Secret Life of Plants that if you ever get an opportunity, read it. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And it possible somehow, you know, I say that tongue in cheek, but it's an interesting read.
I'm going to check that out. So if you're tuning in, check out that book, The Secret Life of Plants. It sounds risque. Let's throw it over to Claire Crawford. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm great. Good. Thank you for coming in. So tell us a bit about you and, of course, your favorite plant, flora.
All right. Well, I became a master gardener in 2016. Like everybody else, we go through mine was a 12-week class, and we learn a lot.
It's a serious class.
Yes. Yes. I did not care for the turf section of it, but, you know, I'd rather have flowers.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
In our organization, it's a vice president, president, past president. So you roll over into so we get to learn a lot about the organization.
Cool.
May I wish my sister a happy birthday?
Let me tell you something. You have to wish your sister. What's your sister's name?
Kim Nally.
Kim yes. Nally. All right, lay it on us.
All right. Happy birthday, sister.
Happy birthday. Actually, let's sing her a song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kim. Happy birthday to you.
That's the first time that's ever happened on Community Voice. This is fabulous. Kim, wish you were here. Happy birthday, dear. I'm guessing she's your favorite flower.
Well, yes, as if she were a flower. She's more of a dragon. So.
Dig it. Okay. Well, what about you? Do you have a favorite flora you enjoy?
Well, yes. And right now I'm into grasses, so I will choose blue-eyed grass.
Oh,
grasses.
Grasses. Yeah. Sounds like turf to me.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
And well, last but not least, let's throw it over to Lori Edson. Edson?
That's good. Edson.
Edson.
Yes.
See, I'm going
to
keep.
That's all right. We answer to anything.
I'm going to end up saying Edison pretty soon. So my dyslexic self, lean into the mic there and tell us a bit about you and a bit about your experience with the Master Gardeners and a little bit about your favorite flora.
All right. Well, like Claire, we were in the class together. Unlike the rest of these ladies who have all held key positions like president, vice president, secretary, all these wonderful positions. My day job is as a nurse, and I'm in charge of everything. And so with Master Gardeners, I'm the gopher. Tell me what to do, and I am happy to do it. I don't want to be in charge. So that's my role. If they need something done, they can call me up, and they know I'll be there for them.
And she's great at it.
Oh, you're the strongest. So if I see like someone carrying 8 potted plants.
Oh, yeah, morning, I can do that too.
That's you. Dig it.
And so I think I got involved in my Master Gardeners because I was new to Carroll County, and I wanted to meet some friends. And I love gardening, have always loved gardening. And so it was just a perfect fit for me. And the group is wonderful. If you are like me, new to Carroll County, and you want to meet some friends that like to get their hands dirty, this is the place to be.
This is the spot.
It is.
Norman Rockwell would be proud
yes.
of what you guys accomplished. I think about Camp Dirty Knees. It sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Oh, it is.
Just out here playing. You know?
And so many kids today don't want to get their hands dirty, and it's so fun, you know, when we can encourage those kids to hold that dirt or pick up a bug and get involved. So it's really good.
Commune with nature.
Yes. Favorite plant? I think it changes. I have hollyhocks growing in my yard right now, and they're 8 feet tall, and I just love the way they look. Up at Master Gardener Demo Garden, we have a fern bed and just all kinds of different ferns. We also have a succulent garden and love to see the different, you know, varieties of that. So, so
that's more my style.
Let's do hollyhocks.
Hollyhocks. Hollyhocks. It sounds like a roller derby girl, doesn't it? Hollyhocks is going to bring in the heat. All right. Well, let's throw it back over to Elaine DeMars. Not DeMarce. If you could, Elaine.
Not DeMarce.
Talk to us about the Master Gardeners. I mean, most folks have tuned into programs before. They've heard a little bit about the organization. They probably even attended some of the many great events that go down. I always love when the schools show up, you know, the Heritage Days. Obviously, that was so
indeed.
Cool when they did that up at the Ag Center. So if you could, tell us a bit about the organization.
Everybody starts out the same way. We do a class, which Paula has a new one coming up first part of the year. I guess we'll get the information together here shortly when she's got everything finalized. But we have classes that are close to college grade type classes. You learn chemistry, you learn about plant pathology, botany, the whole nine yards, turf. not everybody's favorite subject, but everything from, you know, vermiculture and et cetera. And so we use that information to turn around and try to help the public with different programs that we put on. Plus, we have our monthly membership meetings the second Thursday of every month, and around 7 o'clock, we have a speaker that so far we've had. This year we've had Jake Holloway, who spoke about some tried and true methods of getting your garden to produce better, introducing micronutrients and stuff like that into your bed. We've had Jason Chapman with Predator Control to teach us how to keep raccoons and possum and squirrels and stuff out of our gardens and our houses, and what to do if we catch them, etc. We've had Russ King with King Apiary, who's talked about beehives. We've had, let's see now, Joanne Bingen. I never could pronounce her last name. I probably butchered that. But she's with Hills and Dales, and she talked about, you know, starting plants, how to propagate without as much failure rate as a lot of us normally encounter. And this month we have Rose Guerra, and she's talking about hummingbirds of Atlanta. So we try to put educational stuff out there for them. We have several hands-on programs that we do. We've had Kokodama classes, we've had rain barrel classes, we've got in the plans for doing seed starting classes, and fingers crossed, a bonsai class. So we've got a lot of things that we try to get out there, and we do the Mother's Day plant sale and Buffalo Creek Fall Festival are our two main fundraisers for the organization, and we use those funds to put on these classes, but we also use these funds to pay scholarships. We had enough this year to do 5 scholarships to college students who are majoring in some kind of agricultural type class. We do $500 grants to people. You have to go through a little application thing to get it, but a lot of it goes to like organizations, schools, other things that want to start their own raised beds and stuff like that for people to use for therapy or whatever. And so we try to do what we can to help get that information out to the public.
Tell you this, I've taken a lot of college classes, and I don't think any sound as detailed and thorough as this experience. Not just the 12-week course, especially the turf, but just the follow-up education, the resources available to the community, the demo gardens, the live, hands-on working with these plants. For folks tuning in, this is an amazing opportunity. If you'd like to join an amazing group and learn so much, a lot. You can get your doctorate in botany and everything else.
Never heard of anions and ions before, but you will.
Ah, there it is. All right, time is 8:43. We need to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the Carroll County Master Gardeners as we chat about their upcoming Open Garden Days going down June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right up at the Ag Center. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Happy Happy Friday, everyone. Today is Friday, May 31st. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and do we have a show for you? If you're just tuning in, this is quite the show. It is the Carroll County Master Gardeners. We always love having our neighbors come by and stop in and chat with us about the awesome stuff they have coming up. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, particularly if your name is Kim Nally and it's your birthday, because we sang to you, and that might get me fired. So definitely listen to that. This podcast will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com. So you want to check out the full story, and you can hear about our guests as well as more information about the organization itself. So let's throw it over to the boss lady. Well, let's get over to Linda Handyside. Linda, let's talk about Open Garden Day. So this is the first time this has been done.
Yes.
Ooh, maybe I should give you the mic.
Yes, this is the first time this has been done. And the point of this is to celebrate the 45th anniversary of UGA Extension's Master Gardener Program.
Awesome.
So we are participating in this event, and there are over 20 Master Gardener-run gardens in 12 counties across the state of Georgia that will be open for visitors and will host special events like we're hosting.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about the day itself. So, or how many days is it? Just the one day?
Actually, our garden will be open on three Tuesday mornings. Well, actually, three Tuesdays from 10 to 3. And those Tuesdays are June the 11th, June the 18th, and June the 25th. We'll be open, like I said, from 10 until 3. Master Gardeners will be in the garden during that time, doing our typical work up there, which will be watering, weeding.
Turf.
No. actually, the county takes care of our turf, thankfully.
Shout out to the show,
we
Morgan.
We don't. but we'll be there to answer any questions anyone has. You're certainly welcome to walk through our garden. We can talk to you about our different gardens as well. We have a shade garden, like Lori mentioned previously. We have succulents. We have ferns. We have hydrangeas. We have lots of flowers and plants that we can talk to you about on those days. And then on Saturday, June the 8th, we'll be there from 10 until 3. And we have four special things going on that day. Josh mentioned that we have a bog garden, which we do have two of those. And we'll have someone speaking about our two bog gardens that day. If you don't know anything about them, it's a really cool growing environment with very different plants compared to other gardens. At 11:30, my husband Mike, who is a friend of Master Gardeners, will be doing a tool sharpening demonstration. Josh mentioned his lawnmower blade, but Mike will also talk to you about cleaning, pruners, trimmers, things like that. So that's at 11:30. At 12:30, we'll have a rain barrel making demonstration. We offered a class to the public a couple of months ago on that. And so we will just be demoing that day. It won't be a hands-on activity, but we'll show you how to make a rain barrel. And then at 1:30, the West Georgia Native Plant Society will be doing a walk and talk down on the Buffalo Creek Trail. So it'll be a great day. We've already looked ahead at the weather, taken a peek. It looks like a beautiful day with great lower temperatures. It won't be 90 degrees out there. But if you do get warm, we'll have water and watermelon for you.
Oh, watermelon. Ah. My neighbor brought me a half of one last night. Oh, it's so good. It's in season. You know, it tastes so much better than that last rind I got. So would you say this is something that the whole family's welcome to? Like kids,
absolutely.
Do you have stuff going on for kids?
We do. Elaine has worked really hard on a scavenger hunt for children, so she may want to say a few words about that. If you do bring your kids, it'll be a lot of fun for them.
But they can't pick the flowers. Don't touch the flowers.
Do not pick or cut our flowers, please.
Do not.
Or our garden would look very different.
Now, I have a question. What about animals? Could you bring like a dog if you got one?
We do have folks that bring dogs through the garden. We just ask that they don't water or fertilize our plants
while they're
there.
I like the way you said that. Water and fertilize.
They're on a leash.
Yes.
Yeah. Need to stay on a leash. Don't let them bring any unnecessary ammonia or whatever into the biochemistry of these plants.
That hurts our plants.
So don't, but you could bring them, but keep them on a leash. Do not pick the plants. You know, if you want to pick something, pick a piece of watermelon, because that's what you're going to pick.
Yes, that's right. And so there is a full color brochure about this event and about each of the gardens that will be open during Open Gardens. And it is not quite on our website yet, but this weekend, check out our website, which is CarrollCountyMasterGardeners.com, and you can learn all about the Open Gardens program. And we encourage you to visit our garden as well as some of the other gardens across the state. You can take a little road trip. All gardens are not having their events on the same day as we are, so you can visit different gardens that you choose.
Yeah, there are. I have early access to this beautiful color pamphlet here, this booklet, and yeah, there are some gardens in Bogart, Bishop, Cartersville. That's up from where I'm around from where I'm from. But of course, Carrollton is the most beautiful.
I
mean,
of course.
No one's going to drive down to Savannah. That's a wheat garden. You want to come to Carrollton? That's a real garden. That's a real garden. Now let's throw it over to Elaine DeMars. Elaine, vice president of the organization. They mentioned a scavenger hunt for the kids. Tell us about that.
Yes. I make little placards that have the name of the plant and a number and either an insect or an animal that would normally be found in the garden. Hmm. And the kids get a list of all the different plants, but they have to go around to all the different placards and write down the number for but the animal and or insect sticker that's on the placard is for the little ones who maybe can't read yet. But, you know, they recognize the sticker, and if they can write down the number, and we have little stickers that we can give out to the kids whenever they finish with the scavenger hunt. You'll also notice in the back of that flyer that you've got that there's a passport on that page right there. That as everybody who visits each of the gardens will stamp that passport. I don't know what the end result of that is, if, you know, anything more than a pat on the back and well done. And but I don't know if there's any continuing education for Master Gardeners on this count, or if it's just...
I don't think so.
It's just for fun.
Just come and enjoy the garden.
Indeed. Just for a good time.
Yeah. And if I may segue to Junior Master Gardeners while we're here, we have the Camp Dirty Knees that's coming up next week. Unfortunately, that was full within 2 days after we put the advertisement up.
I believe it.
We take like 45 kids, and we divide them up into three groups, and we have three activities during the 3 days that we hold the event, and they just kind of rotate between all of the activities. There's we have Rebecca Clare's with the Ag Center is going to bring live animals for them so they can talk about different farm animals. We've got a beekeeper that's going to have bees up there from, you know, a live portable hive that she's got. We've got, what else have we got? We'll be doing plantings. The Native Plant Society will be doing a trail walk. We've got Victoria Presnell that does freezer jam. Mm-hmm. Which the kids enjoy the heck out of. We've also got Gail Williams, have recently gone on a trip to Africa, and she's got friends down there that have sent her videos about what's native to Africa as far as their fruits and vegetables, and which is the theme of the camp this year is Go Native, Grow Native. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot going on that end as well. And
not going down. I read one time that okra came from Africa. Is that true?
It did.
A lot of like southern plants that we squash and stuff.
Squash, calabash, which we call gourds, that came from Africa.
That was my nickname in high school, gourd.
calabash?
I like that.
Oh,
maybe hollyhocks. I don't know. Tell you what, time is 8:54. We need to go ahead and take our last commercial break because time flies when you're having fun. So when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the Carroll County Master Gardeners as we chat more about the Open Garden Days coming up June 8th and then June 11th, 18th, and 25th in the morning. You do not want to miss this opportunity to take in some great demos, some great events. It's honestly something you don't want to miss. So a Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Hill System and Oak Mountain Academy.
is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is a Friday, May 31st. I'm your host, Josh Engel. And we have been having so much fun with the Carroll County Master Gardeners. Great conversation. Again, check out the podcast of this episode. If you did miss the beginning, you hear all about some of the great stuff they got going on, as well as lots of information about the upcoming Open Garden Days on June 8th, as well as June 11th, 18th, and 25th in the morning. Let's throw it back over to Lori Edson. Lori, I said it right this time.
You did.
Booyah shaka. Lori, real quick, you mentioned that there was a prize that folks could register for.
Yes. After you visit any of the gardens, you can complete an online survey. And when you do that, you will be registered to win a prize. Not from us, but from the University of Georgia Extension Service. Not sure what it is, but hey, it's free.
Accept the mystery. A mystery is cool. A mystery is always exciting. Well, let's wrap things up, if we could. Let's Miss Linda Handyside, past president. If you could give us one more time a quick rundown of what's going to be going down, as well as some other things we hadn't mentioned yet.
Okay, well, our Open Garden Day with demos, etc., will take place on June the 8th, and that time frame is 10 until 3. Also, Master Gardeners will be in our garden, which is actually right up the hill from the radio station and right behind the Ag Center. So we'll be open on Tuesday, June the 11th, Tuesday the 18th, and Tuesday the 25th from 9 until 2. But on our Open Garden Days on June the 8th, like we said, there'll be watermelon, there'll be water, we'll have demos. We're also giving away free seeds, and we're going to open our new Little Free Plantry. That's kind of a take off the Little Free Pantry. We'll have some free plants in there for people to take with them if they'd like. Check out our website, CarrollCountyMasterGardeners.com, over the weekend, and you'll be able to find all this information about open gardens and about other activities that we are doing. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, if you're tuning in, please consider joining the Master Gardeners course. Experience it for yourself. You will impress everyone you know. So far, I've been very impressed with the extensive knowledge with everyone in the Master Gardeners I've met. Every Master Gardener I've met is indeed a master. So consider joining up for that. You know, the kids want to do Junior Master Gardeners, check that out. And of course, do not miss the Open Garden Days, June 8th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And to everyone tuning in at home, have a great weekend.